Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The Crew 4 text line YouTube chat. One guy coming to Buck's defense for leaving his wife stranded said Buck is absolutely 100% correct and not loading his kids up to drive in the icy conditions. Buck, I'm very disappointed in you.
Here's the thing. That's not a bad take. Here's the problem. When his wife first went to the airport, they did not know upon return there would be an ice storm. So the initial planning was not like, hey, there might be an ice storm when you get home, so I'm not taking you to the airport and picking you up. Initially, she took this trip with no weather concerns. And he went, not only am I not taking you, but also I have no interest. When are you getting there? 9 o'clock? Yeah. And I plan on being drunk around the kids by then. I'm not driving to pick you up.
You know what's funny? Andrew Nemec actually factors into this equation, and it could have been quite easy because usually on Thursdays we do recruiting with Andrew Nemec.
Don't blame this
which
on
goes
me.
From 7
Don't blame
to 8.
Your crappy marriage.
I would
on
ordinarily
me.
Be here until almost 9 o'clock, yeah. Maybe a little bit later, finishing up editing.
So you're halfway there
and so
already.
But we didn't even discuss because she's like, my See. Company's paying for everything. Why would I have you come get me? You go home to the kids.
And someone says, seriously, who puts kids in a car to drive on ice to pick up an adult that could drive themselves in that same ice? But here's my thing, Buck. You're using those kids as a Captain America-like shield.
No one's going to drive on the ice.
And much like Captain America, I'll just shoot you in the legs. You may be able to hold those kids up. You know good and damn well that if there was a babysitter, you still wouldn't do it. You just need to admit that you have no desire and you are not willing to drive to pick up your wife from the airport.
If my wife were stranded, I would do anything for her. But she is able-bodied, able-carred, and has a company paying for accommodations.
You're pulling a women's lib right now. That's your equals in your marriage. Therefore, you both can drive.
That's right.
You,
yeah, that's gender's a fluid spectrum, my friend.
That's some rub some dirt on it if I've ever heard it. She's an able-bodied woman. Yeah. Yeah, rub some dirt on it.
You're
be fine.
Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive. That's what it's made for, right?
Well, she drives a Nissan Rogue. So,
oh.
Yeah. She can go Rogue on the ice.
You didn't even let her have the Subaru.
You didn't even let her have the Subaru.
Hers is nicer than
yours. You selfish son of a bitch. Does the Nissan Rogue have symmetrical all-wheel drive? No, it
Maybe.
Doesn't.
I don't know.
I think
Maybe.
It just has normal all-wheel drive.
You know what? We're about to find out when she gets home at 4 in the morning.
So disappointed in you, Buckley.
By the way, Harley pointing out on the YouTube that if you were a real American, you'd be cheering for Canada in this game because our 51st state.
I think Trudeau came out today, and I believe the direct quote was, there is not a chance in hell that we ever become the 51st state. I do enjoy that we're at the point now where we can just be like, yeah, we're just going to make something happen.
Well, they
just speak it into existence.
The whole Gulf of America thing. Google Maps and Apple Maps both have, or iPhone Maps both now have it renamed when you go to the map.
I will say this. Renaming a body of water just because you wanted to, slightly different than acquiring sovereign nations.
That too.
We're acquiring sovereign nations. We're moving people to islands.
Red, white, and blue lands.
Yeah, what?
I mean, to be fair, and to segue here to Blazers, Trump has made some big transactions in a way that Joe Cronin couldn't dream of. How is that?
I have concepts of a plan.
I'll just say this with the Blazers. That run that they had was fun.
Really
that was fun. The most
was nice.
I've paid attention to Portland all year. And it was fun, and I felt good for the fans. Because it that was the first time you've had anything to be excited about for 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, this was fun, and let's get on board. Unfortunately now, and I'm not saying that this was all planned, but obviously the Ayton injury is real, right? The Scoot injury is real. But the Jeremy Grant stuff, we don't know when Jeremy Grant's going to play again. We don't know when Robert Williams is going to play. There was always this idea that after the trade deadline and after the All-Star break, and Danny's talked about this a bunch, I think the last 3 years, I think they have 13 wins combined after the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Like, combined. Over multiple seasons. Like, no one pulls the chute harder in the second half than Portland. And if that's where this is going, and it just kind of feels that whether that was the intentional plan or this is just by happenstance and injuries, this is what's going to happen.
The injury bug has forced this.
It's forced it, although it kind of feels like you're just going to, hey, oh yeah, we weren't going to do
it. Yeah, they'll lean into it.
But if that's the case, and you have the 9th worst record right now in the NBA, and we'll see how this plays out, but if you end up with the 9th or 10th pick in this year's draft,
then I
just go back to, as fun as that was, and I get it, that was awesome. Ultimately, it's going to turn what could have been a crappy season with maybe a kind of a carrot at the end into a really crappy season that was fun for 2.5 weeks that doesn't have the carrot at the end. And that's the part that I think depresses
and
me.
And you could have the run with the young guys anyway. They just needed to lean in to more minutes for Scoot, more minutes for Shaden, more minutes for Klingon. You could have done this anyway. And maybe that run, instead of 9 games in January, instead it's 5 games in March, and you go, crap, we're accelerating a little bit, but hey, it's great to see Scoot and Klingon figuring it out. Instead, it happens in January, led a lot by Ayton finally giving an S.
He was a big catalyst.
He was a huge part. I mean, he had a game where he was like, what, 25 and 18 or something?
It was
ridiculous. But then that doesn't even lead to anything, because you go, okay, we surge right before the trade deadline, and we're doing what? Showcasing our assets, right? Except then you don't trade anybody either. So now you maybe end up with the 7th, 8th, 9th pick, and we'll see. The lottery's been crazy, and if they end up with #1, we'll all eat crow and say never mind. But as it stands, it's looking like it's going to be more and more difficult to get a high pick, and so you're going to be stuck in no man's land again, where I just see a scenario, because the Blazers don't draw free agents.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where we are talking about a Blazer team that is perpetually good enough to finish with the 7th to 12th pick for the next 3-4 years, and we're going, oh my God, this is awful. Can we please bottom
out? And I don't know how many more years of this you can handle. And maybe this goes back to you were never really, as a fan base, prepared to tank hard, but I mean, it's essentially been between the weird Dame tanks and then going into the actual tank. I mean, we're going on a 4-year stretch here of no reason to watch this team whatsoever. And that's my fear, is that this just leads to a 5th year and a 6th year of it, where, I mean, I guess the idea was that if you get that you end up with a top 3 pick, does it get a guy that helps you dig out of that? Because now, again, you're back to, does Scoot develop? Does Shaden develop? Does Klingon develop? How long does it take to that develop? And the one good thing you have is that Scoot and Shaden, although coming off the bench, have, especially Scoot, have shown signs of being NBA players, but they certainly don't show signs of being stars. We don't, Klingon can't even play 25 minutes. So that's a real work in progress down the road. So that's the thing, is that are we into this for another 2 or 3 years? And if that's the case, then you're, you know, essentially 6-7 years into a rebuild when you throw in the Dame stuff. And that's the one that I think
Portland
fans
likes
is
to be liked a little bit too much. Yeah. They weren't born for this. It's like it's the Bane line, right? It's like Wizards fans are looking at Blazers fans. It's like, you merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Yeah, we aren't. We aren't ready.
We
for
were
it.
Not born in the dark. No. We have merely adopted the dark. Yeah. And Portland really needed. There we go.
Oh, your body.
That's right. Portland kind of went, this is really hard to do this 4 years in a row, and we haven't had the luck with the ping pong balls. Let's just win a little bit. Let's re-sign Jeremy Grant. Yeah. Why not? And it's like, let him go and get worse. And you do that so that you get the pick to be the next Spurs with both now Tim Duncan and Victor Wembanyama, so that you can do that and be the Mavs, who were terrible forever and got Dirk and Luka. They moved on from him, you know. It gives you an opportunity when you're bad to take that guy that changes things, and Portland just doesn't want to be bad enough to do that, and they're constantly going to get these Shaden Sharp, Scoot Henderson guys who are good, but are they really good enough to be franchise-altering talents?
We'll
so far, no.
We'll see if the tank is officially on. We'll see how bad this gets. We'll see if they end up on a 13-game losing streak again with some of the injuries, and we'll see where the chips fall. Because right now, 9th worst record in the NBA, and remember, the one to keep an eye on is 6th. Top 6 picks all have relatively solid odds to end up with a high pick. You get into the 7th, 8th, and 9th, those in the draft lottery, your odds of moving up fall off a cliff. So you're kind of, you're looking for that top 6, and right now you are not. And for a while there, remember, it was like flirting with the play-in. I'm not certain that is in play either. With at least with Minnesota and Denver and now the run of injuries, we may be on the, we may be trying to pull the cord. It's just,
they're sitting about 8th or 9th.
I think they're 9th right now.
And there are 3 or 4 teams that are right next to them as well.
So we'll see where, we'll see where this
it's going to be hard to fall to. They're about 4 or 5 games ahead of finishing 6th.
I would assume that a lot of teams right now are, after the All-Star break, are going to start shutting vets down, start pulling cords, and like I said, we'll see where this goes. And I hope it doesn't end up being a wasted season, because if you're going to go through the pain, you got to get something for it on the other side. And I'm just not certain that the 9th or 10th best pick and some Scoot and Shaden development are worth the pain of going through this year, because outside of that stretch, there's been no reason to watch this team.
Can you imagine, just imagine, if they luck into the number one pick? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Again, you have a lot better chances being in the top 6.
Yep.
But going from 9th to 1st, I don't think so. We come back, we'll get back into the NFL, maybe look at some NFL draft and maybe some offseason moves, and you know, who's set up for future success and who may be facing some difficult roads ahead. According to Dak Prescott, the Cowboys right on the precipice. That when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.